Then Lord Brahma said, but actually, I have something to admit. I did something stupid like this myself. Previously, I'd also seen Krishna with his cowherd boys, his calves. Then I went and I stole the calves and some cowherd boys. And then Krishna, he showed me that actually he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, you've done a very big blunder. So Indra was wondering, what I'll do? Then he said, that your best bet is that you should go and try and appease Krishna by going with Surabhi Kao. That Krishna, he's very pleased but with Surabhi Kao. And if you go with Surabhi and Surabhi petitions on your behalf, then you may have some chance.
Radhika.
Surabhi.
Yes, yes.
So then, he went to Golok. But this is not Golok in the transcendental world, but one heavenly planet, Golok, land of cows. And there with Surabhi, then he went down to Vrindavan. And there, Krishna, he was there, Govinda Kund. And Indra, he came with his, he has so many eyes. And with tears flowing from his eyes, coming behind Surabhi. And then Surabhi petitioned Krishna, said that, oh, that there's somebody who wants to say something to you. And though he has hundreds of eyes, he's feeling so ashamed that he cannot even look at you with one eye or any of his eyes. And then, at that point, Lord Indra, he went.
Why Brahma sent him to Surabhi?
Because Lord Brahma had said that if Surabhi goes and petitions on your behalf, because Krishna is very much inclined towards Surabhi, then you will listen. Then you have a chance.
What? You should pronounce it Surabhi.
Surabhi.
Oh, he knew Brahma that Krishna will punish him, Indra, surely. Only way to save him, that he should take shelter of Surabhi, and Surabhi should go and praise Krishna and pray for Indra that place.
Excuse.
Otherwise anyone can, myself or Shankar or even me. Because Krishna thinks, oh, himself the servant of the cause, and all will support him. So very easily that can be done. And if Surabhi is not going there, then for, oh, Krishna, cannot be satisfied, he must punish him. That is why he sent, and Surabhi came and went to Krishna with, oh, but he was behind. Surabhi was, oh, Krishna, please, very much, oh, how, mother, you have come? Then he told, she told, oh, I have come, oh, for this is my son, please excuse him. Then Krishna, and then, with the consent of Surabhi, Surabhi began to give so much milk, and from that milk, Indra and all demigods and all were giving abhishek like we did here. Then Krishna became very happy. And then he told her, in future, I don't want to tolerate all these things nonsense. If you want your goat, you should go to Navadvip. And there, with Surabhi, you should austerity. And then you can be excused. Then in the king. So thus, Indra also knew that, oh, his supreme personality of Godhead. And when he did abhishek, he kept name of Krishna. Up till he was Yashoda Nandan, 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 Krishna. But now he kept the name of Govinda. Govatsa and all others. Oh, Bindate. Bindate means Anandayati, Rakshayati. He gives pleasure to them and always makes them happy. and also protects. So his name should be Go. Govinda and Govardhan in same line. Govardhan and he is Govinda. Oh, he is same duty, same function. No? So we did here. But can you tell that from where this Govardhan came to Braj? Before where and what he was doing? He was the who was father and how he came to Braj? You know something?
By the mercy of Aranya Maharaj, I know something.
I should tell you something. Otherwise, he should speak.
So we understand that Sri Govardhan is actually a manifestation of Srimati Radhika's heart for expanding the pleasure pastimes of the Lord, for creating a pleasant, wonderful abode for Krishna's pleasure and happiness. But in order for these pastimes to appear in the material world, there are some specialities. So there are different scriptures. Two have given two different accounts of the appearance of Govardhan. And Srila Jiva Goswami has said, when we read these differing accounts in the Puranas or the epics, we should not think, oh, there's some contradiction or they're confused. He is saying that these are happening in different cultures because these pastimes are appearing fresh at each time, so there are different ways in which these manifest. So in one instance, at the time of Sri Ramchandra, the monkey army and all the animals that were helping Sri Ram to build the bridge to Sri Lanka, the monkeys were collecting so many boulders and mountains. And Hanuman, of course, being the strongest, he was bringing whole mountains. So at that time, he was bringing Govardhan towards Sri Lanka. And when he arrived over the area of Braj, flying with this whole mountain, he heard the conch blow from the construction site. You know, like, work hour, time is over now. Bridge is built, cease construction. He heard the conch. And he immediately thought, oh, now it's time to march on Sri Lanka. No need to bring this mountain. And he put it down there in Braj. So at this time, Govardhan said, hey, what are you doing? I had the chance to go and serve the lotus feet of Ramchandra. He was going to now march across all this bridge built with mountains, and I could have the soft lotus feet of the Lord touching on my head. Now you put me down, now I'm going to miss this great opportunity to serve. So Hanuman said, oh, don't worry, I will arrange for a benediction for you that you will not miss this opportunity. So when Hanuman got to the shore there where Sri Ramchandra was waiting to cross with his army, he explained to Sri Ramchandra the situation of Govardhan, how he was missing the opportunity to serve. So at that time, Ramchandra said that not only in the future would he feel the beautiful touch of his soft lotus feet, but as a special benediction, he would also be able to feel the touch of his soft lotus hand. So in this way, Govardhan was blessed by the Lord. This is one of the histories given in the, I believe this was the Garga, Adivaraha Purana.
Oh, next history.
Guruji, I wanted me to speak the another history regarding the appearance of Girard Govardhan. This can be found in Sri Garga Sanhita. Here in Garga Sanhita, it's explained that Pulastha Rishi, he was doing his sadhan bhajan in Varanasi, in Kashi. But there are no mountains and forests. Oh, everything is flat and Ganga is flowing. So he wanted somehow or other to make his ashram very beautiful. So once, when he was visiting one of his disciples, that is Dronachal Parvat. Dronachal is one very great mountain. So he went there and his disciple wanted to give some dakshina to his Gurudev. So Pulastya Rishi said, oh, please give me your son. The son of Dronachal was Govardhan Hill. So Pulastya Rishi was thinking, if I'll take this mountain to Varanasi, then there will be very nice mountains and scenery and forest. And I'll do my sadhan there. Okay, so then, but Govardhan, he did not want to go. So he put some conditions.
Govardhan, young Govardhan, he did not want to go, so he gave some conditions. He said, I will go with you, but you should carry me, and any place you put me down, I'll not move from that place. And also, you should not touch me at that time when you are impure. So, plus the Rishi thought this is not a problem, because he has so many yoga cities, he can pick up a mountain and go very easily, flying to his place and put Govardhan down there. But he was not counting on the influence of Yogamaya. Yogamaya has more yoga city than he has. More than anyone. So when Pulastya Rishi was flying through the sky, going to his ashram, when he was passing over Brajamandal, at that time, he felt some pressure in his bladder and he needed to answer the call of nature. So he put Govardhan down because he could not touch Govardhan while being impure. And you went to answer the call of nature.
Hours and hours he began to pursue you.
By the influence of Yogamaya, like one river was flowing. For many, many hours. He never had this experience before. So then, after some time, he took baths so that he would be everything pure. And then he came to pick up Govardhan. But when he went to lift Govardhan, before he could lift, but now he could not do anything at all. So then Govardhan said, I made a condition. If you put me down, then I'll not move from that place. Then Pulastya Rishi, he is the plant food making, his decorations at his ashram was completely thwarted. So he became angry. And he said, I curse you that you will be reduced in size by the height of one mustard seed every day. And so we see now, Govardhan is going down. But really we cannot accept that this is the reason. Because Giriraj Govardhan is so powerful that no curse of Pulastya Rishi can have any effect on him. But we may think that Govardhan is becoming smaller and smaller. Why? Because he is feeling separation from Sri Radha and Krishna. Don't talk about the rest of the time.
So, Giriraj is himself Krishna. And more than that, he has come from the heart of Radhika. Any desire we have, at once he can fulfill. Even Krishna prema, very rare, but he can. So we have done Govardhan Puja. Also, we can remember next Annakut Mahasabha done by Madhavendra Puri Pad. To whom you saw drama play. And how he went to Brajabhumi, Vrindavan, and on the bank of Radha Kund, Govinda Kund, and how that Krishna met him in the form of a cowherd boy, and he went. Oh, why you are stopping here? No one stops. My mother has sent some milk. You should take. And he saw that in my whole life, I am not attracted by any human or lady. But I am attracted now. Who is he? And when he took the milk, oh, totally he became hot, melting and weeping. Oh, he was really Krishna. and he left me. Then he began to weep. In the morning, in dream, he saw that that very Gopal came to him and told that I was waiting for so many long time for you. Now you have come. I'm very hungry. I'm very hot. Very hot. So please give me Abhishek and so much annakoot that I can be satisfied. Then Madhavendrapuri took some villagers and dig out very easily from a kunja. Still that kunja is there nearby, Govardhan, Anno. And then he took it on the Govardhan hill and three sides some piece of
stones
and upside also, okay, and began to worship there. Annakoot was done for months and months. Very wealthy persons of Mathura, they heard and became very happy and they began to take all paraphernalia from Mathura, and cooking was there. Daily it was given to Thakurji, and lakh persons used to take prasadam there for months and months. And then when he was satisfied by food, then he told his Bhagavan, oh, I'm satisfied by taking, but my body is still hot. Can you bring Malayali Chandan from Puri, Jagannath Puri? Oh, why not? And then he went, and after that you know all this. So Madhavendra Puri also did. So we are very lucky to in his line. We every year in Govardhan we do so many devotees, thousands of devotees. We especially in Govardhan we go and worship there, direct Govardhan, not a piece of Govardhan. Though piece of Govardhan and whole mountain is one, but still there is some glory in Vrindavan to Govardhan. So we do it months and months, not only little, months and months, milk, ghee, curd, and so many things, paraphernalia. And so many paraphernalia that we, preparation you did, more than that. I think that so many have joined our Kartik brother and they have seen. So we are fortunate to do. And each year we do, and we will do until our life is in this world. Without Govardhan mercy, we cannot have pure bhakti. No? So many good pastimes there. Once Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, they are coming in the Jagya for sacrifice of the Bhaguru Rishi. And the way of Krishna was checked them. And there was great discussion between gopis and Krishna, and gopis defeated him. Krishna had to apologize. So there are many histories, all coming in our mind and heart. So anywhere you are, by mind too, you can worship and pray the Raj Govardhan. Krishna prasadena samasta shaila samrajyamapno vichabairimu sakrasya jah prap balim sa saksha govardhano vishara yatraiva krishna this prayer will do more than worshipping him, because there are so many books in this. So try to do. This is bhajan. Now, I want to take you in Vrindavan, in the council of Rupa Goswami, in our ocean, in our heart. In our subject. Adau Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangata Bhajan Kriya Tato Anartha Nibhiti Nishtha Then Ruchi We have finished Asakti. We have begun Bhav. And we have discussion so much about Bhav. Still so much to speak. And you should try to realize this more. But how? I have told you that process. First, take shelter in the Guru lotus feet. Totally, without any doubt. If doubt, your all fruit will go. Maya Devi will take. No doubt at all in Guru. If you are that in beginning, you can. And you can see that Guru is bona fide. Dham Vishambrain Guru Seva. Shiksha, Diksha, and all these things. This is the root of And then, in 64 kinds of bhakti, they are divided into 5 sections. 64. What? Bhav Mai, Bhav Sambandhi, Bhavanukul, Bhav Viruddha, Bhav Aviruddha, and against Bhav. These 5. What are they? You will have to know. You have to know. If you want to develop your Krishna Bhakti. What is Bhava? Bhav Mai? Can you? Oh, Bhav Mai? What is Bhav Mai? What?
Bhav Mai is the intrinsic mood of the soul in his particular relationship with Krishna. That is, everyone has one of the 5 rasas or 4 rasas with Krishna. I am a servant, I am a Kaliyadasi of Radharani, I am a like a mother, like an associate of Yasodamayi. So this mood of realization of what is my specific relationship with Krishna, which pervades all activities, is called Bhav Mayi. And if one does not have this mood yet, then the greed to attain this mood is also within the category of Bhav Mayi Sadhan.
What is Bhav Mayi Sadhan? Can you? More. Or from sitting with them.
So, Srila Gurudev explained there are 64 angas of bhakti.
But this is sadhana by which you can attend all these things.
Especially for those who are on the path.
Especially it is the sadhana of raga nuga bhajan. And what is sadhana? This.
So,
very carefully you should hear. Otherwise, in a moment you will forget and you cannot realize. At least you should hear and take it here, not by this ear.
So, we have heard how there are 64 angas of bhajan. These 64 angas are included in Vaidhi Bhakti. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad explained that Raganuga Bhakti means Virajan Tim Abhiryaktam Rajatasi Janadishu. Ragatmakama Nusritya Sa Raganuga Uchate. Raganuga means when a person being in this world is he's following by moods, the moods of the residents of Vrindavan, then his bhakti is called Raganuga Bhakti. For those who are on this path, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad explained. Shavana Kirtana Dini Vaidhi Bhaktulitani Tu Yanyanga Ni Chatanyatra Vigyani Manishi Bhili. That those who are thoughtful and intelligent have decided that it is appropriate for those in the path of Raghunuga Bhakti to observe the angas of Vaidhi Bhakti, but they will neglect some things which will not be favorable for their bhava, for development of their mood. Therefore, those who want to enter into Radha Marg, they will observe angas of Vaidhi Bhakti, but especially they will give a very careful deliberation on five things. These five things, Srila Gurudev is explaining, that is called bhav mai, bhav sambandhi, bhav pratikul, bhav viruddha, and bhav aviruddha. So of these five, the first one is called bhav mai sadhan. These are five aspects of this sadhan of Raga Nuga Bhakti. So bhav mai means that devotee, he is doing seva. But what kind of seva? Seva sadhaka rupena, siddha rupena chatrahi. Internally, he is rendering service by modes, according to his constitutional position, being situated either in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsaya, or especially in our line, Madhurya Rasa, he will render service in his heart by Antaschintita Deha, the internally conceived Siddha Deha, to his Ishtadev, Shri Radha and Krishna, and this is called Bhav Mai Sadhan.
Bhav Mai Sadhan. But what is Bhav Mai? Relation with Krishna or relation with Srimati Radhika, which will help to come bring that bhav of Sakha or Vatsalya or Madhurya. So they help favorable and they are transferred into bhav, this sadhana. So bhav may shravan, like Parikshit Maharaj heard from Sukadeva Goswami, 10th canto, especially Bhramar Geet, Venu Geet, Gopi Geet and others. These are bhav maya kirtan, shravan. And kirtan, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard from Raya Ramananda. What he heard? What he questioned? And Raya Ramananda answered. What he told? Beginning from Varnashram Dham to Radhika, highest mode, that was Mahabhav, Rasaraj. Rasaraj Mahabhav, up to there. So hearing all these things, and then doing Kirtan, Anukirtanam, first Saranam, then Kirtan. Follow me. If you don't follow, and you instruct any other, that is zero, like karma. First you should follow, realize something, and then preach. Other what will you preach? You will preach that, by bhakti, easily we can make money, position maker. Only this, karma. So first you should realize something, follow on the instructions. And then you should do. So, this Kirtan. Also, Raghunath Das heard from Mahaprabhu heard from Rupa Goswami heard from Sri Chaitanya. These are Shaman, Kirtan, Smaran, Bhav Maya. And this supports to Prem Taru, Prem Kalpa Taru. Prem Kalpataru, what? The moods of Radhika. So thus, bhav comes in the heart. That is why this is bhav mai sadhan. Manat among raganuga or rupanuga bhajan. And then bhav sambandhi, and you. Bhav sambandhi. Mantra jap and all others.
Mangal Gyanatini Dandhasya Dhananjana Salakaya Chakshu Runmi Tandina Tasmai Sivuravi Namaha. So, the Gurudev ordered me to discuss something about Bhav Sambandhi. So, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has explained in his Ragvatma Chandrika. Ragvatma means rag. In Sagatmika Jan, what is the spontaneous affection for Krishna? That called rag. In which heart it's situated is called Ragatmika Jan. If someone wants to attain their mood, they have to follow them. How come? Who is Ragatmika Jan? Have to understand clearly. Sri Rupa Goswami Pad has explained his Bhakti Goswami Sindhu. Iste Sarasiti Raga Paramadhistata Bhavet Tanmaija Bhavet Bhakti Satya Ragatmi Kaudita. Who has spontaneous mood for Krishna? Iste Sarasiti Bhava. Iste Sarasiti Bhava. Paramadhistata Bhavet. They always absorb in Krishna's service. How to make him happy? How to please Krishna? So for them there is the such kind of bhakti called Ragatmika Bhakti. It is eternal assets of eternal associates of divine coupling Braj. Ragatmika Manusrita Jaragamugachate. Whoever want to follow them and they are being sadhan bhajan in this world as a sadhak form, they call Raganugajan. So Ragvatma, to follow the path of Rag. And if you are walking in a dark night, you need some light. So in full moon day, the knowledge of light, by moonlight you can walk very easily. So Chandrika means moon rays. Sun rays will be hot, but moon rays is very cool and very smooth. So what is that moon rays? In good association. So Srila Chakravarti Thakur Pad has explained in his Ragpadma Chandrika, to Padaganga Sadhan, Bhavamai, now Bhav Sambandhi. Bhav Sambandhi is the upadan karan of Raganuga Bhakti. Like, we are taking initiation from Guru Pad Padma. Guru Pad Padma was given as mantra. This mantra we are chanting every day. We are doing japa. Japa means, in mind, we are chanting all mantras. Like Guru Mantra Brahma Gayatri, Guru Mantra Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra Gaur Gayatri, Krishna Mantra Kam Gayatri, Panchata Mahamantra, etc. This mantra, this, when it will mature, then this Bhav Sambandhi will transfer into Bhav Maya Sadhan. Like we have seen in dear Bhagavatamritam, Gop Kumar always doing job of Gopal Mantra. Wherever he is going, he never been satisfied. But when he became, and he came to Golok Vrindavan, at first he went to Sargalok, Mahalok, Sattalok. After that he came down in this world and he do bhajan. After that he went to Golok Vrindavan and became Priyanarma Sakha of Krishna. As before he chanted the Gopal Mantra, this Bhav Sambandhi. And later on when he matured, it became transferred into Bhav Moy Sadhana and he went to Golok Vrindavan. This is the Upadan Karan of Raganga Sadhana. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasa Gaura Kavinda Asi More louder.
Thank you.
Can you? than you. You? Okay. Very important things.
So, Srila Gurudev has told us about Bhav Mayi and Bhav Sambandhi. Now, Bhav Anukul. The word Anukul, it means favorable. So, Bhav Anukul means those activities in the path of bhakti which are very, very favorable. Bhav Sambandhi means they're directly connected, sambandha, by relationship. They're the upadam karam. They're the, like, the material cause of the very development of that bhav. And bhav anukul means that they're favorable. The activities are very favorable toward the development of that bhav. So the activities that we perform in bhakti, shravan, kirtan, smaran, padasevanam, etc., these are all extremely favorable activities.
No. It is quite wrong. They cannot be told like bhavanukul. Oh, they are bhav sambandhi or bhav mai, especially bhav mai. You should try to realize this. Which are bhav mai? Oh, actually bhav, that is sakha bhav, dasya bhav. They are bhav. And those who are transferred later on, and upadan of bhav, oh, they are called bhav sambandhi. And ankur, like tulasi. Janmasi, what? Ekadasi. For the pleasure of Krishna.
They perform specifically to stimulate the bhav which one wants to develop. And specifically, they're performed for the pleasure of Krishna.
Tilak to tulasi. Yeah. That is why we keep. Don't think that, this tilak or kanthimala, or they are useless. Worship of a tree, plant. Oh, what is this? Oh, you should think. You must tilak. Otherwise, when the messenger of death will come, and he will select you. Oh, this is the bogus person I wanted. I should take to heaven. He will watch first. He will see. In this in this festival, oh, he has come. And he told that I am coming. And I will see, mark them who had no tilak. Oh, very soon I will take them. So, please be careful. Very good. I'm seeing so many devotees. Oh, they have no time to make tilak. Or what is tilak? We should do. Or don't see. Oh, it is favorable to pour water in tulasi, to do parikrama, all these things. Janmashtami, Ram Nami, Kirtan, Kartik Brat, Ekadasi, all are bhavanukul. Oh, they will help in making the mood, bhav. So they are bhavanukul. And then, what is bhav? Abiruddha. Bhava viruddha. Abiruddha. What? You can tell.
Bhav abiruddha. So what is not against of bhav? The sadhak want to achieve some bhav like dasa bhav, sakka bhav, vatsalya madhu, stasalin braj, sakha, vatsalya madhu. So what is bhav abiruddha? What is not opposite like puran savan? And not supporting also to stimulate
Namakshar Dharan.
Namakshar Dharan.
Nirmalya. Nirmalya means what is Nirmalya? Like, which is given to Krishna. And in the morning, we take it. Oh, this is Nirmalya.
So, Nirmalya is offering to Krishna like God and other things. As a prasad, you can accept this. This is Bhav Aviruddha. And Puran Savan. So, Vasudev has written so many Puranas. If you read that, it is not supporting, nourishing your bhav. Still, it is not unfavorable for the bhav. So it is called bhav aviruddha.
And so what is?
What is putting like gold inside stamp This is also bhav aviruddha.
What?
Stamp, putting stamp here. And bhav viruddha, who want to achieve this mood, they must not meditate upon Rukmini, means in Taraka Mahisi. Like Gurudev has given example so many times.
They are against,
Raganuga
or Rupanuga.
They are against Raganuga or Rupanuga. Gurudev
gives example
so many
if
times.
If you are doing following, your bhakti will be finished. Bhav.
So Gurudev has given so many times one example in Braj. One devotee was there. Somehow that he wanted to go to visit to Dwaraka. And he thought, oh my God, why this kind of idea is coming in my mind? He was doing Raganuga bhajan. So, in that village, one Brahmin told, oh Baba, I am going to Dwaraka. Are you want to go with me? He said, yes. Then he went to Dwaraka. Whenever somebody will go to Dwaraka, they will give their one stamp. As before, they used to give
Chakra,
Tapta Mudra, to make hot and put here, that is with mark forever, but brand, permanent brand. But nowadays they are giving Sital Chap, means not permanent brand.
Gopi
Chandan. So he went to Dwaraka and came back. When he came back, now he could not fix his mind in Raganuga bhajan.
That is Ashtakagya Leela.
No pastime is not manifest in his heart, which he was doing as before Ashtakagya pastime. So he thought, better I can go to other sadhu who.
No.
My
friend, most yes. Raghunath.
My friend.
In Radhakunda.
In Braj Radhakunda.
If he can help me.
If he can help me, why this pastime is not manifesting in, anymore in my mind? So who is sadhu? Sadhnati sadhyati cha krishna prema. Who is sadhan doing sadhan himself and how helps to other do sadhan of krishna prema? So must I go to my friend? When he went there, he not ever look towards me, look towards that sadhu who went Dwaraka.
He knew all these things.
He knew all these things in his heart. So he thought, if I help him, if I talk with him, then my samini will be angry with me. She may reject me too.
Samini
Mishimati Radhika. She rejected already him. She may reject to me also. So she not talk with him, not welcome to him. So she came back and locked his door. And by his separation of mood, he burned his body. All villagers came, the white smoke is coming. The villagers went there and they break the door and they saw that everything turned into ashes. They could not find it. So if we meditate upon Rukmini or Saptahoma, etc., Dwaraka Dhyan means unfavorable for Raganuga Bhakti. So Srila Vishwanatha Kaur Thakur and our Acharya has told this is Bhav Viruddha or Bhav Pratikul. So we should not meditate Dwaraka Dhyan. Hare Krishna.
We should not do Nyas.
Nyas, Mudra.
Mudra. In Krishna Bhajan, no need. No Kush Dharan. As a smart Brahmins do. We should not do. If you will have any love and affection for Dwaraka and you are meditating, oh, very high class of devotee like Rukmini, then what will be? You will have to be there. When your sadhana will be perfect, oh, you will go, not go to Golok Vrindavan. What? Oh, one of the maid servant of Rukmini. You cannot have. So we should be careful for this. Then Rup Goswami has told that this bhakti, Uttama bhakti, is of three kinds. Sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, and prema bhakti. Up to bhav there is somewhat sadhan. No sadhana of prema bhakti. He will achieve Golok Vrindavan. That by serving in the guidance of gopis or Madhva Yashoda or Sridham Subha, they will develop there. Sneh, man, prane, rag, anurag, and so on. One thing more, that why Rupa Goswami has divided in three sections? He should divide into two, sadhan bhakti and siddha bhakti. Why this bhav bhakti? Because there is some reason that the symptoms of siddha bhakta is so that siddha bhakta, they have no anartha at all, no karma fall, nothing to test. All kinds of vigna, badha, anartha, I have gone away. This is siddha bhakti. And sadhan bhakti, kriti sadhya, bhavita sadhya bhava, sasadhana vidha, nitya siddhasya bhavasya. Sadhan means the sadhan which brings bhav, move. So this is not also sadhan, bhav bhakti, because it is the fruit of sadhan. So sadhan bhakti and bhav bhakti cannot be one. Understand what I told? Neither sadhan, neither siddha.
अन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशुभाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. So Srila Gurudev has asked me to explain why Srila Rupa Goswami has divided in three parts, because sadhana means those practices which are aimed at development, at achievement of bhava bhakti, developing bhava. So when bhava comes, this means that samvit shakti, essence of samvit shakti and essence of bhajani shakti mixed together have come in the heart. This is called vishuddha sattva. As we have heard yesterday, this description of shuddha sattva visheshatma. So this is the fruit of sadhana. So it cannot be said that on the stage of bhava bhakti that this is sadhana. No, actually this is bhakti has come in the form of the sprout of prema. The sprout of pain now has come, has blossomed in the heart. This entire progression that we have been hearing about, adav shruddha tatat sadhu sango tavajana priya tato natya nivritti syat tato nishtar uchistada tatasatis tato bhava tatat prema vyanchati sadhakanam ayam prema pradur bhave bhavet kramaha. This is all entirely describing one thing, which is the progressive development of pain. But prem is something that cannot be contained in this body. This body cannot possibly contain the fully mature fruit of prem. So Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has described that the disciple who has received the seed of Bhakti Lata Bij by regularly hearing and chanting, one is watering this creeper, and gradually it will grow, and then it will finally pierce the covering of this world, and it will take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan, and there it will bear the fruit of prem. But here, Srila Gurudev is describing this bhava bhakti as the fruit of sadhana. So, that devotee, what this verse by Srila Rupa Goswami, kriti sadhya bhavit sadhya sa sadhana vidha, this is describing that sadhana bhakti means to cultivate those practices which are aimed at that those moods of the Vrajavasis may come in my heart. And then when those moods have come, this is not any mundane thing. It can never be done by superimposition. One can never imagine, now I am loving Krishna like my beloved, or like my son, or like a friend. No, this is not by imagination, but the moods of the Vrajavasis have come. How have they come? They have come through the associates, through our Guru Varga, and by their mercy only, these moods will come in our heart by contact with the essence of Samvit Shakti, essence of Vladini Shakti, which have come in our heart by the mercy of Sri Gurudev. Hare Krishna.
Rupa Goswami. But Uttapanna Ratayaha Samyat Nebigyam Anupagata Satchat Kritau Saujugya Sadhaka. What is the definition of sadhak? Uttapanna Ratayaha. Rati has been. Oh, really to come at once. So, Uttapanna Ratayaha. But so many Nirvigna. He has not been. Some Nirvigna, Vigna are there. Like Bharat Maharaj, he has attained about to Rati or Bhav. And he left everything. But he was attached to a deer. And what became? For three
lifetimes.
There was no offense, nothing. But he was attached. And for three lives, oh, he was down from that. And after that, again, so you should know that in sadhaka, they are about that all big has gone. But still there is something, smell of that. Sakshat Kritasam, he's also qualified to take darshan of Krishna time to time. These are what? Like sadhar. Bilva Mangal. You are very attached to that prostitute Chintamani. But she was very high class of bhakta also. She used to sing only the Krishna songs. She was so much attached. And when she gave a post, that, oh, my blood and urine's this pocket, you have so much affection. Why not to Krishna? Your life will be successful. And this pinched in his heart forever. He gave up everything. He was going to Vrindavan. But once, again, he went to a well, he was very thirsty and he wanted some water. And he looked that, oh, some very teenager, a girl, very beautiful, handsome. She was taking water. And he told, I want to have some water. Can you give? And she was giving and he was looking for water. After she returned back to his home, then he followed her and went there. His husband was sitting outside of his house. He told that she went inside and he told, oh, why you have come? Do you want anything? Should we donate you prasadam or anything? No. I want to meet your wife. Oh, very happily she called. He called and when she came, oh, he told that, can you give your two needles?
Yeah.
Oh, she could not understand why he is asking. And he took at once. And he
gets two.
Oh, this is the root of all the evils. If there will be no, or then I will not be attached to this one. And then, oh, he began to cry for Krishna. Oh, Krishna, oh, Krishna. And now he wanted to go. Very strong will that I should go. Ambitious. And when Krishna saw that he wants to go in Vrindavan, oh, at once he became very merciful. And he came in a covered shape, boy. Baba, where do you want to go? I want to go in Vrindavan. Oh, myself, I am also going to Vrindavan. Can you help me? Oh, yes, why? You can hold my history and I will take it. And he was going. And what? Bilva Mangal was repenting so much. And he began to compose new poetry. And Krishna what? Oh, hearing from? From heaven. When? After some time, couple of days, where that the wave of 2-3 months by feet. But after 3-2, Baba, you have come to Vrindavan. And he left time. He wanted to catch him. Oh, this is none but Krishna himself. But anyone cannot catch him. Trek lily, fly at him. Then Krishna took all the poetries of Bilva Manga. And it is so near and dear and to Krishna, nectar, that it is called Karna Amrita. What meaning? It is the nectar of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected it from south anywhere. And he gave to all devotees to copy it and distribute everywhere. And he told that you should always remember like your necklace. You should do. Oh, he is sadhan. But what sadhan? Not sadhan bhakti. Like bhava bhakti in the middle. So, sadhak of bhakti of Raganuga is very hard, very rare. But I have come to help you. Our Guru Bhar, all, especially Swamiji, came to this western and eastern countries everywhere. And he wanted to give this, but he could not. Why he could not? He wanted, but he saw that there is so much jungles. How I can? First I should cut the jungles, make it plain and fertile, then I will. But whole life. Srila Prabhupada has also told like this, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He told that, oh, you should not think that this regulative what?
Bhakti.
Varnasram Dharma and other things to distribute books, all the activities. For this I have not come. I have only one come forward. To sprinkle the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anarpit chara prema. Only I have come for this. So you should try to realize these facts and you should. Otherwise, if you are involved in making money, position, what they will help you? They will make you to sink in the ocean of problems and problems throughout life and life. So don't believe in money, position, and social services or anything. Krishna has given you human life. Labdha sudurlabha mitam bahushan. So always remember this. And try to follow all these shastras. And then your life will be Gaur Premananda. And also, he had told Abhigyata, Akhil Kresha, Sada Krishna Siti Kriya, Siddhasyu Satat Prema, Sokha Swadha. And who are Siddha? Abhigyata, Akhil Kresha. They don't know what is problem. No bigna at all. Nothing. Bhavakta may face all these things, but he will neglect them. And he will also feel some what? Klesh. They will come. And he will see and he will taste. But he will tolerate and pass away. But this Siddha Bhakta, how? Abhigya. They don't know what is. No fear, no hunger, no thirst, no fever, no disease, no old age, nothing. They are in world but out of world. Like a lotus leaf. In water, but no effect of water. So Abhigyat Akhila Kesha Sada Krishna Sit Kriya. And to please Krishna, favorable, that bhav mai, bhav sambandhi, like that, always doing. Especially in Ashtakaliya Leela, serving in the guidance of Roop Goswami and Roop Manjari. Raghunath Das Goswami and Roop Manjari. Always thinking how they used to serve and how he did all sadhan bhajan. Then, santat prem, shokha, ashva, they taste all these things. Sakha, vatsalya, especially madhur, or they are siddha. So, Roop Goswami is what has distributed in three, sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, and prem bhakti, it is power. I want that you should come towards this thing. Try to realize all this. Don't waste your time. If you are in sense gratification, always very busy in life maintaining, you lose so much time. So for this, he came to Western country. Our Guru Bhargava came. They troubled our whole universe. So their mercy is that. So you are very fortunate to come in their line. So don't lose this time, this fortune, and at once come in this line. Don't do anything for your maintenance. It will come automatic as your calamities and distress coming. Automatically. They will come. And they will be on your way. And they will, or forcibly, they will make old. And they take every your position and everything. So don't lose your time. From beginning, today, you should try to follow all the instructions. Go, Nema.
Hare Krishna. So, Gurudev Marsuri gave some initiation. Now Gurudev announced their spiritual name. And whoever took an initiation in a few days in LA and here, tomorrow will be fire sacrifice, headed by Sri Padma Maharaj. So, many devotees, we have not.